This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. As part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, we've met homeless high school kids headed for college. Once they get there, though, what happens during the holidays? We visit Texas Women's University in Denton. It's a leader in helping those with no home for the holidays. Some college kids far from home may get invited to a friend's place for the short Thanksgiving break, but at the end of December, with 3 or 4 weeks off, it's time to head home. Unless you're Emily Williams.
Especially during Christmas, I was like, I can't, where am I going to stay? Because, I mean, I would be like living in my car.
Williams is a 23-year-old sophomore at Texas Women's University in Denton. The psychology major transferred here from Kilgore Community College in East Texas.
And so I specifically asked housing, can I stay here for the whole month? And they said yes. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, because, I mean, I don't know where else I would stay.
Thank TWU's Frontier program, too. Launched more than 3 years ago, it set up services especially for former foster kids and homeless students. Basically, they're one and the same.
The number one issue is housing, and it comes up again and again and again.
Amy O'Keefe runs the university's CARE office, or Campus Alliance for Resource Education. Emily became a foster child early on, her birth parents repeatedly in and out of jail. Adopted at age 9, by 10th grade, she was back under state care, confused. She never quite felt loved by her adoptive family, though still yearned for that relationship even after leaving.
My senior year and college years, I would get invited to some family events and not all of them. Like they had Thanksgiving in Virginia with their daughter and didn't invite me, and Christmas didn't invite me. So it's sometimes like you have one foot in the door and one foot out.
TWU's Frontier program provides more solid footing. O'Keefe says the program takes over after state support stops.
And then when you look at typical questions, especially the sophomore year students experience with, well, what do I want to do with my life? When I was 18, I thought this is what I want to major in, but now I'm not sure. I'm learning all this other stuff.
O'Keefe says typical college students can ask their parents for advice. Frontier kids with absentee parents, they can ask program mentors, career coaches, other foster kids in the program. Chastity Jones, a senior business major, says it feels right, not phony. It feels like family.
It's actually pretty fun. I met a lot of new people. They seem pretty cool.
Chastity's entrepreneurial spirit, with inspiration from the Frontier program, led her to organize a teen summit last summer for younger foster kids. It mixed information with fun. The program has other hidden benefits, like dorms that stay open through the holidays.
I don't really like going home. It's a kind of a lot of drama.
Her mom's a recovering addict.
So I usually, since TW do allow you to have break housing, I usually just stay on campus. And I thought that was pretty cool.
So everything else may be closed, but the school keeps a dorm worker on duty for Frontier students. There's even a small dorm kitchen for meals. And on Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's when Frontier students get invitations for dinner with the chancellor and other faculty members. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.